Secret Identity. We all like books or movies where the main character discovers that they have a secret identity, and when they discover it, their life changes forever. Mia Thermopolis, in The Princess Diaries, is a geeky, nondescript teenager until her grandmother comes to inform her that she is the heir to a European country. And Mia is thrust into the spotlight, needing to be groomed to become a royal princess. And Harry Potter is a child noticed only for his mistakes, except, of course, for an occasional outburst of magic. It isn't until his 11th birthday that his past is revealed and he is off to Hogwarts to train as a wizard. Just think, if we discovered we had inherited a kingdom, or that we had unique powers that only a few possess, wouldn't we too be excited to launch off into a new adventure, leaving our old life behind? Epiphany was January 6th, and the word epiphany means revealed. We celebrate the revealing of the divine nature of Jesus to the Gentiles as represented by the Magi. We don't know much about Jesus' life after his birth until the story of Jesus in the temple when he was 12. It's told in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 49. Although Jesus knew who he was, his secret identity began to be revealed to others. Jesus was about 30 years old when he was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. It is at that moment that we understand that not only is he God's son, he is beloved, he is chosen, and he is given a special identity. We read in Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Have you experienced your own epiphany, realizing that you are indeed a child of God? When our true identity is revealed through Christ, we are sent out to live a new purpose. Living out our true identity in Christ changes our life forever. Blessings, my friend. Agatha. This story was based upon excerpts from a sermon at the table, January 8, 2012, by the Reverend Sarah Kerr.